Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to the Dr. Deborah and Therapist Kelly Show, only on LA Talk Radio.
Hi, welcome. I'm Dr. Deborah.
Hi, it's Therapist Kelly.
It's always good to see your face.
You too. Happy Mother's Day.
Happy Mother's Day to you too. This is a big week for me. It was Christopher's birthday. It's my birthday next Sunday, as you know.
Yes, I know that.
Go camping.
Yes. Oh, I'm
so
excited.
So much fun. Your children are, you posted these pictures and I looked at them and I said, these are angelic children. And I said, but we all know better.
They look very sweet in photos. Right? No, those were cute, cute pictures. I actually had a really, really good Mother's Day. We walked to the farmer's market and, you know, my older one went on his scooter. My younger one, we got a balance bike. I don't know if you know what those are. They're basically a bike without pedals.
Nice.
So they can kind of learn and then they can stop. And it was just a really beautiful moment. Like, I was kind of like, God, I'm so grateful. And I just feel really blessed. It was a very sweet Mother's Day.
Oh, yeah. That's
How about
awesome.
You? How was Tiffany?
You know, it was a beautiful weekend, I have to say. Both of my nieces came into town. So on Saturday, poor Christopher's birthday is on Mother's Day this year, like every 6 years that happens. So we decided to make more of the special birthday for him on Saturday night. So we all got together. Mm-hmm. There's this really crazy place called Paoli's in Woodland Hills. And
okay.
It's like a karaoke bar.
Oh, no.
I'm sorry to say this on air, but they have the worst food on the planet. But the atmosphere and the fun is just
makes it
all up for it. But I suggest that you order the cheese bread only.
And that's it. Oh, that's so fun.
But it was super fun. We had a great time. Our waiter was really nice. We got to sing a little bit. And Tiffany's dad, Larry, came too. And his old girlfriend, who he was together with for 10 years. So they showed up too. And it was just really nice with my nieces and
That's
all that.
So fun.
And then the next day, we went to a really beautiful brunch in Los Angeles with my stepmom, who's 90 years old.
Oh, my gosh.
And her quote-unquote boyfriend, who's 99.
Wow.
And my stepsister, my sister, and my nieces.
Oh my
and
God.
So it was great. And then we went bowling afterward.
I want to live in your life. Every time I hear what you're doing, I'm like, oh, I just can't wait to get there. That's so fun. That's so great. Oh. I'm still kind of waking up. My younger one crawled into bed with me at 4 this morning, and he I call him a gorilla. He's this little dude who's so strong, and he's he rolls over, and it's like, ugh. So I'm pretty tired. I feel like I barely got a wink, so I got to wake up.
You poor girl. Should I throw water on your face?
I know, exactly, a little bit.
Next time I'll bring a spray bottle, and I'll just squirt
Smart.
You across. Yes.
I'll use it for my kids. I'll take it home with me. So should we talk about last week?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, we had one of somebody that you know.
Yes. So this is my cousin. She's fabulous. Dr. Tanya Altman. She's a famous pediatrician, and her co-author, Beth Sauls, who's a dietitian. They wrote the book, What to Feed Your Baby. And they gave us a lot of tips on what to eat and basically whether you're old or young. I mean, it was wonderful. They gave us a lot of really good tips. So if you missed that show, you can tune in on iTunes, on our podcast, and also Google now. We're on Google.
Google something
like that. Yeah, we'll figure it out.
We're getting famous, Kelly. We're everywhere.
Yeah. Although we should probably know which one we're on, but
we probably should.
Yeah.
Yeah, they were great. I always love when things are relatable outside of just their specific topic. But I mean, I got a lot of things that I could apply in my own life too.
Me too. I loved it. It's great.
Okay, and now drum roll.
Oh, I'm so excited. I could not stop thinking about this week, and I'm not kidding.
Okay.
All right. So you want me to do the intro?
Because this is a repeat guest.
Yes, this is a repeat guest, which we should say is super rare. We rarely have repeats unless they're quite amazing, and this one is. We have psychic Madame Fleur, and she is named one of the best mediums in LA by CBS and LA Magazine. Her innate ability to directly communicate with loved ones in spirit has connected countless families from all over the world. Additionally, in her home location of LA, she's become largely sought after in the entertainment industry during readings for well-known A-list musicians, singers, actors and politicians.
Easy for you to say.
I know, right? Exactly. Her accuracy has made her a favorite guest on various morning radio programs, including The Big Philly Show, Q104.7, our LA Talk Radio, and numerous podcasts. Her work has also been featured in the book After This by Claire Bidwell Smith, in which Smith wrote about her experiences with various well-known mediums, including Teresa Caputo, who's a Long Island medium, and James Von Prague. So we're welcome. Super, super excited.
Hi,
welcome.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me again.
So this is so funny. So you know my husband, who he's not, I'm into this stuff, like everybody knows. My husband's more of a scientist. He's an engineer. And he came with me. I went to a private reading with Fleur, and he said something to me that I thought was really significant. He said, Kelly, when I met Fleur, I felt like a soul connection. Like it was, and he's never said that in his life. It was almost like, he's like, it was almost like there was like electricity. He's like, she looked at me and I almost like jolted. And this is like, that's something I would say. And everyone's like, yeah, yeah, Kelly. He is not one to say something like that.
Changing the engineers one at a time.
Yes, exactly.
My dad's an engineer too.
Yes!
So I get it.
But like, it was huge. So yeah, so I wanted to say, you know, I wanted that's to share that. That's a huge compliment.
That's and really you have cool. beautiful eyes and a beautiful smile.
She's adorable.
Oh
I
gosh.
Know. I wish they could see
her. Now
it's
we
gorgeous.
Should be on TV.
Yes,
right?
Exactly.
The three of us, adorable.
Yes.
Absolutely. I totally agree.
So cool.
Okay. So just for our audience's sake, just tell us the difference between a medium and a psychic and how they overlap.
Yeah. So a psychic is looking at your soul in your physical body. The reading is very much about your life, what you're here to do in the world, what you want to do in the world, et cetera, et cetera. And mediumship is all about connecting to the soul once it's no longer in the physical body. So it's very much with the belief that the soul is everlasting and will continue on in some other form. And mediumship allows the medium, which in that case would be me, to bridge the gap so that I'm able to pass on any information from that person on the other side to people here and vice versa. And it's a beautiful connection. It's almost bringing two worlds together at
awesome.
Once.
I want this gift so bad. Like, I mean, I do when I don't, because I can only imagine. But like, I look at you and I'm like, oh my God, it'd be so cool to like have all those messages and all that.
It is. It's wonderful. I very much appreciate it now.
Yeah, exactly. But I'm sure, no, I mean, it must be tough. It must be really hard growing up with that. And people, I mean, I'm obviously a believer, but I'm sure other people have sort of, you know, I'm sure you get all sorts of comments and, you know, looks and, you know, that kind of thing.
Yeah, it's fine though. It kind of makes it fun. You know, every once in a while to have somebody come in, give you that look, and then be
the
like,
skeptics.
All right.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And then be
doubters.
Like, I'll show you.
Yeah, right. And then all of a sudden you probably lay one on them that just goes,
yes.
What? How did you know that?
And well, I think it's so cool because you do work with people who are very skeptical, and they come in and they're a little bit changed by the time that they leave, you know, whether they wanted it or not, or what they were expecting, or maybe it wasn't everything that they wanted, but still there's that little bit of a change there that is really fun to see and really cool to see.
So cool. So most of the people that you get messages for, let's say, have you ever gotten a message where it was like kind of you felt like you needed to pass it, but they didn't want to hear it and they were unaccepting?
Well, I don't read for anyone just out on the street
or
in the public. I don't do that because I really, really, really believe that if somebody wants to have a reading, that we live in a society now, thank goodness, that you could do an easy Google search and find a medium that works for you.
Sure.
And I think sometimes it can be really, really emotional. So if somebody isn't prepared to go have that connection or to have that emotion brought back up, that can be really a violation, I think, if you were to just go up into a store and be like, hey, you know, you haven't really processed this yet, but I need to pass on a message from your son, your husband, your brother, whoever. And that person may not be in a place where they even want to receive it. I don't think that's on me to have to do that.
That's a good point. Know? Yeah.
But that being said, I have definitely done a reading for someone who comes in wanting to connect to their mother, and their father, who they were estranged with, comes through, and they'll say, I don't want to talk to him. So that that has happened.
Oh, interesting.
In which case, I'm like, well, we're kind of stuck on your dad.
Until he cooks. Exactly.
Yeah, yeah. I'm like, well, okay, we'll just sit here then. Like, I don't know what to do about it.
I want both.
Okay.
My mom and my dad, if they'll show up.
Yeah, that's so funny. I'd already written down mom here. But there was another month coming in, so I don't know if there's a mother-in-law as well, but there's two mother figures that come in for you, which is interesting. But definitely mom comes in here as well. So if you want, if we can do the reading right now, or we can wait for
start.
A
little bit. Yeah, go for it.
Okay. Oh my gosh, I'm a little nervous. Is that common?
Yeah, definitely.
Of course.
Yeah. Definitely, yeah. People come in super nervous. And sometimes when I sit down with them, I do have to tell them, you know, it's, nothing crazy is going to happen. Like, my eyes aren't going to come at 180.
Like, your head's not going to spin
around.
Yeah,
exactly. Like, everything's going to be all right. But, yeah, your mom definitely does come forward. And
the other mom could be Christopher's mom.
Right. Are you guys married or in a relationship?
We're together, yeah.
Okay, yeah, because she comes in as mother-in-law. So
oh, interesting.
She comes in as... But would you not have gotten to have a connection with her? Or
never met her.
Yeah, that's... Okay.
She may want to tell me something to tell him.
Exactly, yeah. Okay. Because she comes in and it makes me feel like either you wouldn't have met her or you wouldn't have known her, you know? And I do feel here that you would have loved her, actually. So I'm sure from the stories that you've heard, you would have really connected. And I want to say here that... I'm actually going to start with her, if that's all right, and mm-hmm. then we'll go to your mom. But with mother-in-law, they're making me feel here that he, Christopher, your partner, would feel that he didn't get the closure that he wanted or didn't get to say his goodbyes in that moment. Do you see that? And didn't get to, like, be there right by her side. And I know that she's wanting to communicate to him that that's all right. Now, I'm also feeling here that his mom is a tough, tough, tough woman. Like, I feel here that she really has this really strong energy. I feel here as well that she's laughing about it because I think it took him a really, really long time to figure out what he wanted in life. And I'm seeing a lot of twists and turns. And there's a real feeling of stability in his life in the last couple of years that she never got to see. Do you understand that? Yes, yeah. Mm-hmm. And it feels to me here that she's really wanting to just say how proud she is. Now, I do want to recognize, although he didn't get to say his goodbyes in that manner, it does feel to me that she had already had medical issues. I'm already seeing that the body isn't well. Do you understand that with her? Yes? Because it feels to me like the body already isn't well, so this doesn't come completely out of the blue, you know? It just feels to me like that moment. And she talks about picking an odd moment. It's almost like people had been there earlier or had been with her in that prior day, in that prior moment, and just left or not been with her in that exact time, but had gotten to be there in the days preceding. And so I know she's very much wanting to say that that's all good. I also want to say here that she now is bringing my attention to your mom. They have gotten to know each other. They spend a lot of time with each other. Yeah. So even though they, you know, your mother-in-law, I'm just going to call her mother-in-law because that's how she sees it. Honestly, she energetically sees the two of you as married. So, you know.
Pretty much.
And you've got rings. Yeah, energetically, it just feels like a marriage to me. So I'm going to call her your mother-in-law because that's how she'd like to see herself. But she does know your mom. They have gotten to meet and spend time together because naturally when you and Christopher hang out, they hang out as well. Now, I do want to say here with your mom that... first of all, she comes in a very beautiful woman, and mm-hmm. it does feel to me here that she would have looked years younger than her actual age. But I know that people would have always assumed her to be like 10, 15 years younger, you see? She's also putting up a mirror image between the two of you, so you must look a great deal alike. You understand that too? Mm-hmm. But I know I'm seeing a mirror image. And it does feel to me here as well that she comes in here with your father on her left, but it feels to me that your father must have lived without her for quite some time, but on his own, you see mm-hmm. that? There's a feeling of, like, living without her, and I keep seeing another partner in his life as well, and so it feels to me like I'm not seeing your mother have multiple husbands, but I'm seeing that your dad had different partners. Do you see that? There's a feeling of that I have to recognize. But they are together on the other side. So I am feeling that there was some sort of separation there or some sort of thing that would make you wonder who your dad is spending time with on the other side. Does that make sense to you? It's like, because I feel like there's multiple women that he loved in his life or multiple women that he would have had a heart connection.
He's quite the player.
You know?
Oh, really? That's so funny.
So it would make you wonder, like, which one's, you know, dad's right-hand uh-huh. woman. But I know that it's your mom that they are spending a lot of time with. I also want to recognize here with your mom, I do feel, even from a quite a young age, she's showing me a lot of complications. And it does feel to me here like she would have been extremely ill before her passing. Do you see that? There's a lot of physical illness there. And I'm also wanting to recognize that she actually wants to thank you. I'm seeing you in a very big caretaking role as well, very much there, very much present, very attentive, and I know she wants to thank you for that too. It also feels to me here that I am getting that feeling of your mom getting to spend a lot of time at home during this process, though, and getting to be in the home environment that I know she wants to thank you for as well. And now let's see here. She comes in with your dad. Now, your dad's a really funny guy. Do you see that? Really, really, really funny. Really joking. A lot of laughter there. And I do actually feel that he is a very attentive father, is my feeling. But there is a real connection. He has memories of you as a young girl. Do you know if your mother was pregnant 3 times? Do you see that? But there's two kids, right?
I don't know about the third one at all.
Oh, okay. Interesting.
Because there's two kids, but I'm seeing a baby that's with them on the other side.
Oh, right. Like a miscarriage, yeah.
So she would be the type of person who wouldn't share that, I would think.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Because they're talking about two kids, but both the kids are still living, you see? Uh-huh. I need to talk about two kids living in the world, but then I have a baby that's with them on the other side that seems to be the third. And I know that your dad does recognize that child there, too, so I know that they're together. Your father... he is a little bit of a, I would almost say like a rolling stone in the world. Like there's a feeling of him doing whatever he wants to do and how he wants to do it. Like there's a real strong personality about him. I do keep smelling cigarette smoke around him too, but I know he must have been a smoker of sorts, but I know that I'm getting that smell about him. Do you see
smoker?
That? He was. He quit, and my mother was a 3-pack-a-day
smoker. Oh my God, really?
Because they both come in with like a real
reeking of...
Unbelievable.
Okay. Yeah, there's a lot of cigarette smoke around them both.
But not now.
not now. No. Well, they're like, having a good time.
Yeah, exactly.
Some sort of weird spiritual cigarette, maybe? Maybe they're healthy.
Yeah. No, that's just generally the... there's just like these memories that they come with, you know? And one of the ways actually that I feel that they will come around you to let you know that they're present is that you'll actually smell cigarette smoke coming out of nowhere. So kind of a way to... let you know, hey, we're here, you know, we're present. They also come in with the name either Maria, Marie. Do you know if there's someone passed over by that name that would be connected to them?
Marie
that I need to talk about, or a Mary, because I know I need to talk about the Mary that's also connected to them. No?
I'm not
all
seeing
right.
that.
That's all right. Think about it, and it may click in. Because it's not one of their names as they come in, but it feels to be connected to them also passed over. Now let's see here. Okay. Got quite a large group of people, actually. Like, they're definitely their main players, but there's a number of others around. Now, with your dad, I do feel like there is a sense, he has a memory of people rushing to be with him before he passes. Do you see that? There's a real feeling of rush. Like, I feel like people are rushing to get there. And I know as well that he wants to recognize that he wasn't consciously present during that time. So there's a feeling of him going in and out, almost like comatic state. And I know he wants to recognize that he does know the people that were present, even though he wouldn't have been able to vocalize that or say it. And so I know that to be very important for him. I know your father must have worn a ring that does get passed down. Do you see that? Which is kind of rare with men, but I do feel that there's a ring that someone has kept, and I don't feel that it's worn necessarily, but I do see a ring that's kept. Do you understand that too? And I know that he wants to signify that. Although you say that he stopped smoking, I do feel his lungs to be very, very weak towards the end of his life. And I know he must have needed oxygen, but I know that I see oxygen coming in as well. And he laughs about it because he's got such a funny sense of humor that he's like, oh, I thought I could beat that out. You know, like I thought that like those years of smoking would have undone it. But no, the lungs do definitely take a hit there. I also feel here that this is a man who very much wants to be outdoors, and I do get the feeling as well of a man who's very handy, but there is a sense of him actually wanting to talk about, and he's very concerned just about like little things that you're doing here and there, but he does want to talk about a car that you drive that needs to get looked at or needs to be inspected, is my feeling. So,
oh, interesting.
He does want to, he's kind of one of those spirit people who looks at the little things in your life that he very much wants to say, okay, let me check up on you here and there. But they're definitely together, and so is your mother-in-law. She has gotten to know them, so I do want to recognize that, but she's definitely here as well. Now, would you know here with your mother-in-law, you may not because you didn't get to know her, that she would get her hair done. There's a feeling of getting my hair done and being very stylish at one point in her life. Do you know of that?
I'll find out.
You'll find out. All right, so there you go.
Oh, my God.
Can I say something to my mom and my dad?
Aww.
Yeah, because my mom didn't leave this world with kind words to me. Aww. And I will probably tear up here. And I suffered greatly, and I was very angry with her and very hurt. So I just want you to tell her that I love her and I forgive her and hope she forgives me for the things she thinks that I did. Did it try to...
Absolutely. She is showing me, however, that you were attentive towards the end of her life, and
I
you
was
were
very
there.
Attentive.
You see? Mm. It feels to me like she's also talking about being in an extreme pain, and so it does feel to me that that's where her personality changes as well. You would understand that?
Mm-hmm.
So she's recognizing that that didn't come from her soul. It came from her physical body, because I do see her on extreme pain meds, and I do feel like it also changed her brain chemistry.
How did she pass again?
Suddenly.
Oh, it was just random.
She had deteriorated rapidly. Like, she had 58, she died. She looked more like 75 or 80.
Really?
She was anorexic, and she had been self-abusing, and very angry. And
That kind of stuff.
So I just want.
I was going to say, she from a very young age, she already is not doing well, is what I see there. And I think I mentioned that, too, of her being quite young at the time that her body isn't... you know, functioning. And I do feel that she really talks about you taking care of her. She keeps talking about that, you taking care of her, you being there. And I know she's really thankful for that.
That's okay. So sweet.
And I want to tell my dad, too, that how much I love him and miss him every day and think about him.
He's the polar opposite of your mom in personality, I would say. That's what it feels
like
to me.
They couldn't get along.
That's funny.
But they're doing better together now.
Yes, they are. Yeah.
Now, you don't know that what happens when the woman who he was spending the last 17 years of his life with, who he was madly in love with, and she's still here. That was my stepmom.
Yeah.
Will they all get along up there?
Yeah, it's different. You know, it's like, it's not so much the same type of world that we envision necessarily.
So the jealousy and
so,
all
yeah,
that's
all
petty.
That's
it's not there.
Like, that's not there.
All right. I can relate. Okay.
All right.
I don't want to hog all this time. So.
I know. You're like a psychic hog. No. I'm kidding. Okay. Tell
Thank
me. And
you.
I,
Thank
you're
you.
You're welcome. I hope that resonated.
Yes, very much.
It's interesting how everybody like responds to readings differently. Like you were really quiet. Like I'm like a I don't stop talking during sometimes. Well, I guess sometimes. But it was kind of interesting. It was like you were really, you know, taking it in. Okay, so I would love to know, like, basically what you get through the other side and also any if you get any future stuff, too. I'm open to it all.
Oh, I definitely have a future question.
Okay.
Okay. So let's see here. So you don't have as many people pass.
No.
Because I'm seeing most of your people are here in the world. The one that does come forward, and I think I've probably talked to her before, but that would be your grandmother.
Yeah.
And she does make me feel like she would have been a second mother to you. She's definitely somebody who is very attentive, and I would say you get to see a lot growing up.
Yes.
This is not a grandmother that you only go to for Christmas. You know, she comes in very, 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 very strong. I also want to say here that she... is definitely a very bubbly personality, but her personality reminds me a lot of you. Mm-hmm. And when you say, like, oh, I'm a talker, you know, she comes in as a talker as well. She's like, chat, 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 chat. And just, like, if you're out on the phone with her, I think it could be a two-hour conversation. Like,
completely.
It's just like, all right, we keep going, we keep going.
Yep.
She talks about a china set all of a sudden, and I know that there's a china set that your mom must have or has been passed down to your mom. And I also want to say here that she is big in the physical world on if you were to come over to chat, there's a sense of having coffee together or having a cup of tea. But I know there's very much that ritual about it that she wants to bring up too. I do see the holding of hands, so I know that people did get to say their goodbyes to her. And I know we talked earlier over here about how you know, her mother-in-law, people weren't able to be there with her, but I don't feel that to be true with your grandmother. I know that she knew that people were there. You understand that? And I also want to say here that she doesn't get to meet your kids. Do you see that? There's a feeling of not getting to meet one of your children in the physical world. Like, she wouldn't have been living at the time of one of their births.
She was living.
Okay. Let me see here. No, then it's, do you see that there's been a birth in the family after her passing? She keeps talking about a new baby.
I mean, she started to deteriorate when my younger son, but she got to meet him, but maybe she just wasn't present.
I keep seeing that there's a feeling of like a new baby being born in the family.
Please don't tell me I'm not having any more kids. I'm like, no.
No more. I'm not quite sure what that is. You'll have to think about it. But I know she talks about a new baby, one that I don't feel like she feels she got to meet.
She didn't get to know my younger son, so that I can understand. Maybe that's...
Okay, maybe. Yeah. I don't want to make it fit. I know that she is definitely your strongest connection to the other side. I mean, she really comes in with a lot of energy. I know that she also... Let me see here. Okay, thanks. You must also have a picture on display of her. Do you see that?
I'm freaking out.
And where is it? That you've also you've moved it is what she talks about. So whatever your first location was that you put it, it's now been moved.
Okay,
you see that?
That's so funny.
And I know she recognizes it. She does like that picture of herself.
That's so her to say something.
Yeah,
like that.
She really does. She's like, it's a good picture because I feel like she was also made up for the picture, or she's got her face on. You know, it's not just a picture that you took while we're out like.
Yeah, exactly.
It's very. She's done up, you know, and so she enjoys the fact that you would pick that.
That was sure.
She looks good.
that is funny.
I know as well as she comes in that you're okay. You do have a grandfather on the other side as well. You see, he comes in much, much, much quieter.
Okay,
and does stand beside her there. But again, like, she feels much more connected to you as someone that you would have been much more involved with.
Yeah.
He is there. I do feel here too that, and then there's a man that comes in a military uniform actually.
Oh my God. Okay.
Do you know who it is?
Yeah. That's my mom's father.
Yeah.
Oh.
But he's on the opposite side of the family then.
Okay. So that's my mom. That's my grandmother's, if it's him, grandmother's husband.
That's fine, because he comes in with a military uniform there. And I do feel like this is something he would have been extremely proud of. And even during his memorial, it would have been brought up as something of significance.
Sure.
You know, it's something he's very proud of. He does come in much, much, much more quiet. I have to say that. It feels to me. And I also want to say here with him... And there must have been someone as well connected to your family who would have opened up a store or run a business of their own.
Passed. That's huge. Yes.
Okay. Because they're talking about the entrepreneur, so to speak.
Yes.
And like building their business. And I actually feel that this person did really, really, really well.
Yeah.
You see? And he speaks about it. So it's your grandmother's husband, your grandfather there that's talking about this.
This
you understand?
Is so true. Yes.
And I know that his military career wouldn't have been throughout his entire life. Mm-hmm. You know, it feels to me like he keeps talking about the store and like something that he like opened and was very, very proud of. You know? And I don't want to okay, interesting. I don't know if he was Jewish. I don't necessarily feel that.
Okay.
I feel like either he had a lot of Jewish customers, or there's something about the Jewish community that really helped him out.
That makes sense. Yeah.
I don't know why he's talking about that, but he really likes the Jewish community.
Okay,
so,
yes.
I don't know why. But I don't feel he himself would have been Jewish. You see this?
We're Jewish, but his background.
Okay, then that's what it is. Yeah. Because if you are Jewish, then that's what he's talking about. But it feels to me like he majorly catered to the Jewish community, or like the majority of his customers would have been Jewish.
Okay.
If he's Jewish, that would make sense.
Yeah.
But it feels to me like he's talking about his Jewish customers, and that they were very loyal and very good, and he still knows a lot of them.
Oh my God, this is so funny. I got to tell my mom.
I also feel here that he. Okay. I know we're in California right now, but I don't feel he lived in a place that was as warm.
Correct.
It feels much colder to me. I want to say like East Coast.
Yes.
Something like that. But I really want to say like when he's talking about this business, I feel like he has a memory of waking up in the morning and have to scrape ice off of things and you know, like shovel snow and all of that stuff. I also feel here that he would have experienced at one point in his life, and not towards the end because he's very proud of his work ethic and how well he did, but he would have experienced real poverty at one point in his life is what he talks about. So you have to ask your mom about that because it feels to me in his younger years.
Mm-hmm.
So he's really proud of himself in terms of how he was able to provide for his family.
Mm-hmm.
I also want to say here, and you'll have to he's not a very tall man as he comes in, you know.
Okay.
He's not very, very tall. They make a very cute couple there on the other side. And I do get the feeling that your grandmother meets him when she crosses. Do you see that he would have already been there?
Yes, absolutely.
Because I know she talks about meeting him as like one of the first ones there.
Yeah.
And I know that she is at a place towards the end of her life where, and I know you mentioned her being extremely ill and not doing well, but I know she must have talked about seeing him come into the room, or that she had a lot of dreams about
him. I just
him.
Got the chills. Yeah. When she was like on her, you know, deathbed, basically she started to say his name. His name was Mickey, and she would she would call his name basically before, like maybe, you know, a day before or so.
Yeah. Like she knew he was there.
Yes. Totally.
And she saw him and she recognized him, and I know he wants to just say, that was me, like I was there.
It's so cute.
You'll have to ask your mom this too, but I see him wearing a cap. So he comes in wearing a cap.
Okay. I could see that. Yeah.
But I know they're really cute together, and there's a lot of love between the two of them, so they're doing really well. And I do feel like your grandmother would have felt that she had waited quite some time to be reunited.
Mm-hmm.
Like it feels like a significant amount of time where she feels like we've been apart, you know, for maybe even a decade.
Yeah,
but it feels like, you know, we've been apart for a while, and I want to see him again.
Uh-huh.
You know, so it feels really, really, really sweet. In terms of what is going on with you right now, let's take a look. Okay. All right. Yeah, I don't think that you're going to have another kid anytime soon. So that's
thank God.
Yeah. I don't think yet that's going to happen. I do see here, okay, they keep talking about your home, and they keep talking about a remodel.
Okay.
And in your home right now, do you have a garage to the side? Is there a garage?
Yes.
Okay. Uh-huh. And there's something about the roofing of that.
Okay.
Where, like, I don't know if it has to be looked at or something like that.
Oh.
But I keep seeing you in a house, and I keep seeing a garage by the
okay,
side of it.
Okay, roofing and garage.
And
all right.
There's something about the roofing that will need to be looked at. I also get the feeling here, actually, life feels really good for you right now. I see, like, the wheels turning, things are moving. Obviously, I've met your husband. He's awesome. But I do see a really good connection between the two of you. And it just feels to me like life is moving forward in the way that you want it to.
Yes.
I'm also seeing you really starting to be able to place a lot more focus on work that you have than you have been able to in this last year.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm seeing a shift towards work and towards career for you, new opportunities coming up.
That's spot
really?
On.
Yeah, exactly.
Why don't you ask her which internship you should
I know,
actually
I was
take.
Thinking that. Like, do you see any specific population or anything with that?
Right, so they were showing me, like, new career opportunities, new positions. Now, I do feel here like you're going to be at a at a position for about 6-7 months, which is kind of unusual, but it's interesting to me because they're showing you using a position as a launching pad for something else.
I could sort of see this.
So it just feels like you're going to get additional opportunities. I do see you working with an older woman who has her own business that will take you in or kind of let you be her sidekick, you know?
Oh my God, this is so amazing.
And
yeah.
I do think you're going to get clients from that because I keep seeing retirement around her. So it does feel to me like in a few years' time, it feels to me like she's looking for people that will help her to be able to give her business. Does that make sense?
Totally.
Yeah. But it doesn't feel to me like you would work with her for very long in the beginning.
Okay.
It would just be like a connection that would launch you into something else.
Very interesting.
I also think, let's see here. But yeah, everything's just moving for you. It's really a sense of you just taking one step in front of the other. Mm-hmm. I don't feel like you right now in your life feel like you're coming up on roadblocks or that things aren't, you know, we always have those times in our life where things just aren't moving.
Yes.
And that's not you right now.
Yeah.
Everything's kind of seems to be falling into place.
Completely.
And I do think that there's going to be this older woman that really just comes into your life. I also do feel like you're going to have the opportunity for writing assignments. And I do think online publication comes in for that, too.
Oh, that's good. Okay.
Now, I do know you do work as a therapist, right? I know that. Have you recently done, like, another exam or...
Yes.
Did you see that? Like, you just finished one?
Stop. Yes.
Because they're showing me, like, an exam that was done that opens up a whole lot of other things that you can do. So this woman coming into your life is a byproduct of that.
Wow.
Which was really, really great.
That's so cool.
Your name also will be on some sort of list now as well. Do you see that, like, now that you've finished your exam?
Oh, okay.
You're on some sort of online database. Does that make sense?
Okay,
could be. You're actually going to find that you get referrals from that.
Okay.
There's a connection to being on some sort of online database. So
keep
that in mind there, too. But it feels like things are just moving for
you.
So
good.
Which is really exciting. You know, I don't see really any area of your life right now, which is so great. You know, has a lot of struggle in it. Which is awesome.
This is incredible.
And feels really, 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 really good. So.
Oh my God, you're amazing. Oh. And this floor was the one who told me my neighbor was going to move.
Yes, you told me
he moved.
Wait,
hold
on. I don't want to get shortchanged here.
Go ahead. We'll talk afterward.
You're like, stop.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, let's look at you. Okay. All right, so like I said already before, you're in your partnership, but it feels like a marriage to me. So it feels like you guys are very, very, very committed. It feels really, really good. I like it a lot. I do feel here that, you know, I don't know what you do, but you have the same energy as Kelly over here. So you must be in therapy as well, you see? And they are showing me that you do see clients quite regularly. So I do see like a flowing business there. And I do feel that you operate on your own, or you're kind of your own boss and your own regulator of that.
True.
You understand that too?
Mm-hmm.
And because I'm not seeing that you report to anyone, so to speak.
Just to my own bad boss, which is me.
Exactly. I always say that too. So I'm, like, at least
so
once a day,
I
fire myself.
Yeah.
Or like,
yeah,
you know.
Exactly.
Once a day I fire myself, and once a day I'm like, oh, my boss, she is really riding me hard right now. but they're showing me that has to be really, really good for you. And I do actually feel like you've lived the majority of your life as your own boss.
True.
I don't feel that you ever worked for someone for a very long time.
True.
But you come into this world needing to be your own boss, so you're doing well. I do also see here... oh, that's interesting, because we brought up the car thing earlier. I keep seeing you in the market for a new car, actually. So
really interesting.
Just remember it for me if you don't want that.
Yeah.
Then maybe not a good thing. But I just keep seeing new car, and there's some issues with the other one that need to be looked at. I also feel here your business is good. They are showing me, though, that you want to change. They keep showing me you kind of looking for a new challenge, looking for a new way to... Yeah, to really challenge yourself. And I think that's really great. They also keep putting a book around you. And this is not just like, this is not like online publication. This is like a book that's going to be written.
Well, I have four already done.
Perfect.
But there's one that's going to be highlighted for something else. Do you see some project of some sort?
Let's see here. Well, you're going to write another one. You're not done with your book writing yet, but they keep putting books around you. And the highlighting of the project, let me see here. Now, this is not your last book that was written, right?
For the project?
Yeah.
One before it.
Exactly. It wasn't the last one
not
you wrote.
Not the last
yeah.
one. Uh-huh.
Okay. And I am seeing there is a lot of interest in that, actually. I'm seeing a lot of media attention around it.
It's great.
And I do think that there will be... It won't be the only book highlighted, so I'm feeling that there will be either another author that's involved with this as well, but I don't see that it will be just yours. Does that make sense? It feels like there will be multiple people featured or, like, multiple people talked about. It's going to put you in a new community, which is great.
Oh, my God.
And it does really launch itself forward, but it will invite you to write another one. But it feels like it will be a follow-up to that one rather than a follow-up to your last book, if that makes sense.
That would make sense.
That's so cool.
And it does feel that this book just has a really empowering feeling to it, just in terms of I think it empowers people in some way. And it will really resonate with a population of people who is trying to better themselves. So obviously you're a therapist, but it does feel like it also falls into that line of what you're giving to the world. And... Oh, have you had the opportunity yet to do the audio version of it? I keep seeing you speaking into a microphone. So I think that that's going to be coming up for you as well. Make it into an audiobook. And I do feel like you'll be able to do that yourself, or it'll be your own voice that does that too. But it feels really, really good. A lot of opportunity that comes in for that. I also feel here that you... Let's see... Yeah, your home feels good right now. Okay, interesting. They do talk about two properties for you. Mm. Do you see that?
I have two other properties.
Okay, yeah.
Are they going to hold up or are they falling apart?
Well, that was my thing. I really feel like there is... I don't see you moving from where you reside right now, but they are talking about two properties that are owned that will go through some changes in the next 2 years. And I do think that you're going to be looking at selling one of them or creating... there's going to be a change for sure. And I feel like there's a... It's not in this next year, though. I don't think you're going to sell in this next year, but...
Can't.
Yeah, exactly. So it's not in the next year, but after that, I feel like you make a decision about it.
Wow.
That's pretty spot on.
This is amazing. Isn't it incredible? It's like incredible.
Good.
I know. Exactly.
I would hope so.
Yeah.
I'm getting it from somewhere. So
yeah, exactly.
Not just me.
If you were to see something not so good, like, or something actually bad, would you tell us off?
I would tell you off air.
Okay.
Yeah, oh, okay,
I would tell
good.
You off air.
Okay, mm-hmm. good. That's smart.
When I do a reading with anyone in my office, I always ask them beforehand, is there anything you don't want to know? Mm-hmm. And they can answer yes or no to that. Mm-hmm. And then I always tell them to, you know, I'm in this to enable everyone. I don't want to disable anyone with information. So if I'm receiving something, I always ask the spirit world, whoever's giving it to me, I only want to receive something that's negative if, one, the person can change it, or, two, it needs to be known for a bigger reason.
Yeah.
Sometimes the spirit world gets tricky with that. I actually had somebody come in for a reading, I think it was a year and a half ago now. She comes in, she asks me, I told her, I said, you're not going to be working with your business partner anymore in this next year. Mm-hmm. And later on, you know, she left. She was like, okay, well, I don't think that's correct. And she left, and, you know, that was it. And I was like, okay, well, I don't know. That's what I got. So she comes to see me again about a year and a half later, and she says, you know, I just want you to know, I thought the reading was no good because you told me I wasn't going to be with my business partner anymore. We'd worked together for 17 years. There was no way we weren't going to work together. But he had a heart attack, and he passed. And so it was the spirit world's way of saying to her, look, you do have to prepare for this.
Wow.
We don't want to create angst or worry, and you also couldn't have changed it. So that's why they're not saying something like, oh, he's going to have a heart attack,
right.
So this is something you need to prevent. Obviously, couldn't have been changed, but they were wanting her to know, first of all, there's a bigger something at play here. It's uh-huh. already known that this is going to happen.
Yeah.
And you do have to prepare for it. So, you know, it was ways like that that I feel like I'm never going to give somebody anything that would make them worry unnecessarily. They may hear something that won't make any sense to them until later. And then right. when they put the pieces together, they're like, oh, that's what it was. Mm-hmm. But I always yeah. want to give it in the way that people can work with it to the best of their ability and make their lives the best version that it can be. And so sometimes they give it cryptically to me. In that case, I didn't know. I just knew they weren't going to be working together. I didn't know that anything was going to happen. That's the information I got. So, yeah.
And when you say the they in the spirit world, mm-hmm. is that somebody's personal relationships with somebody or just spirits in general?
Yeah, well, it can be. If I'm talking to your mom, to your dad, yeah. that's them coming in. That's mm-hmm. the day in that regard. And then when I'm looking at your energy, I do feel that you have people in the spirit world that help you out, and I have people in the spirit world that help me out. So that's what I refer to. And really, when I refer to they, I do refer to it as something outside of myself that's giving me the information. Mm-hmm. Sometimes that could be maybe an individual spirit person, but sometimes it may be a collective, or it really just depends on what's happening in that individual reading. But I think for me it's more of a acknowledgement of the fact that it's not coming from me, and yes. that I'm really so just the one who's passing it on.
Mm-hmm.
And
that's what you keep saying. They say, yeah, they say. Yeah.
And it's just I'm just right. the messenger. Yeah. Don't shoot the uh-huh. messenger.
All right, I have one final question, yes. and I want to talk about you and promote your stuff. My dog, how is he doing, and do you get anything? I feel like I might
need
a prepper.
Does he have arthritis?
Yes.
Yeah.
It's amazing. He does have arthritis. And you can tell me. I got to prepare for that. This guy is like my love bug.
How old is he now?
He's 10. So he's not, you know.
Well, I think if taken care of, I got 13, so
okay, good.
I think he could live for a couple more years. Now, I hate predicting death.
I know, really, I know.
Like, almost never do it.
Yeah.
But I did, the minute you brought it up, I did get the number 13.
Okay.
And I do feel like, yes, he's growing older. He's going to struggle with the arthritis. I do feel like he's already struggling. Mm-hmm. But he is really surrounded by love, yeah, is what I'm saying.
Oh, my
too,
gosh.
You know,
so.
My husband and I love this guy. My kids love him. He is such a good soul.
He's a bigger dog, though, right?
He's like medium, yeah.
Yeah,
he's
I have a 9-pound dog. So
oh, yeah, yeah, then in comparison.
But
yeah.
Do you see this, like 30 pounds, maybe 40 pounds?
Exactly.
Like, yeah, like
yes.
bigger.
And he feels happy. Is he happy?
He feels really happy. So that's the thing where if I'm looking at him right now and I'm not too worried for him
good.
In terms of
good.
His stress levels, he actually feels like it's pretty good because he can't move around very easily. So I actually see you guys picking him up and like helping him out, and I'm seeing much better food than he's ever gotten to eat before.
This guy eats better than my
yeah,
kids.
So, you know, so he's pretty happy. I think he'll stick around for a while. I don't think he's quite ready to go.
Okay,
if we're,
good.
If we're being
thank
greedy
you.
With pets, too, how about my kitty cats?
Let's see. You got two of them?
Yep.
Unbelievable.
And, oh, does one of them have very bright eyes? Do you see that?
Yes.
Like almost blue or like just very bright. And I keep seeing that. They're very cute. Well, they're super happy. One of them feels really content to be indoors or like very much wants to be inside. And then they may both be indoor cats, but I feel like one of them really wants to explore the outside.
Totally.
You know,
wow.
There's
yes.
a feeling of like,
yeah.
I want to get out.
He sits by
out.
The screen door.
Yeah.
And he jumps at it. And he,
that's
yes.
so funny.
There's a feeling of like, what's out in the world?
Right. It's amazing.
They feel really playful, actually. You know how sometimes you got like those lazy cats? But I don't feel like your cats are lazy mm-hmm. at all. They feel really playful and really joyful. They feel great. They do feel a lot younger than her dog in terms mm-hmm. of just energy. And I don't see as many things wrong in
okay.
terms of like the physical health. So
good.
I'm not worried about it in that way. Yeah, no, they feel great. They feel very happy.
Oh,
very happy.
All right, well, we have to wrap up in a minute. Oh, my God, this has been fantastic.
Oh, look at that.
Show the kitty cats.
I know.
This
so
is
cute.
Amazing. I feel like I hope our audience was intrigued. Now
I think
they
so.
Know a lot about us.
Yes, exactly. Absolutely amazing. So we were talking with Fleur. She has an amazing show in Burbank coming up June 10th. It's a group reading. And she also has a 5-week class starting May 18th. If you're interested, can you give us your website information?
Yes. So the website is www.mediumfleur.com. It's spelled MediumFleur. You can find me on Facebook. Mm-hmm. If you like me, then please like me. No, but if you like me, then you are entered automatically into the free readings that I do. So every once in a while, I'll just draw for a free reading.
Oh, fun.
So
yeah,
cool.
It's really great. And Twitter, Instagram, there is that show coming up June 10th, which is really exciting. Mm-hmm. It's going to be at the Colony Theater. Really gorgeous place.
Wonderful.
And the class coming up. So
that's so very fantastic.
Exciting.
Yeah.
You were amazing. This yes. is so much. Special.
Thank you so,
so
much.
Happy to be here. Thank you, guys.
So incredible.
Oh, my gosh. I feel like I'm
I know.
On fire
I know. It's such a, like a, you know, empowering situation. Oh, it's amazing.
All right.
So next week,
comedian and author Jacqueline Novak, author of How to Weep in Public. She's going to talk to us about depression and some of the things that she's experienced in that realm.
Yes.
So, and make sure to keep checking Kelly and me out on our website, which is docandtherapist.com, docandtherapist.com.
And have Twitter
great,
also.
And Twitter.
You always forget Twitter.
Twitter. Facebook. Tweet, tweet. Okay.
All right. We'll see you next week.
You're listening to the Dr. Deborah and Therapist Kelly Show, only on LA Talk Radio.